This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the past couple of years, the attacks on public employee unions in the United States has intensified. The latest attacks began after a bunch of right-wing Republican governors were elected to state legislatures in 2010. I talked to Paul Booth about the attack on public employee unions in the U.S. Mr. Booth is a longtime union activist and now executive assistant to the president of AFSCME. AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, has about 1.3 million members. I asked Mr. Booth why the attacks on public employee unions were taking place.
Well, fundamentally, it's happening because public employee unions are a major part of the American labor movement, and the American labor movement is the major bulwark against the reactionary agenda in American life. The reactionary agenda, namely the agenda for deregulation, the agenda for lower taxes on corporations, the agenda for the trade treaties that the financial sector favors. The agenda is also an agenda for lowering wages and lowering economic security for the majority of the population. So we, the trade union movement, are the major firewall preventing the right wing in America from complete sway and diminishing our power, diminishing our strength and our right to exist, therefore becomes strategically important for those interests. And so they, having achieved a greater measure of political power in the 2010 American elections, have proceeded to try to use that additional power that they had to strike at our heart. And they have succeeded in a number of cases, although one of the things that they have done is stirred up a hornet's nest of resistance on the part of American workers.
One of the tools being used in the attack on public employee unions is so-called right-to-work laws. What are these laws, and are more of them going to be implemented in the next year or two?
The so-called right-to-work law has nothing to do with the right of people to have a job. It is a slogan that was invented actually 75 years ago in the southern part of the United States as part of the vigilante movement that was resisting the union drive in the American textile industry in the Carolinas. And it's just a very clever slogan, but a deceptive one. But what it actually does is makes illegal the most common form of union contract that we have in America. Most common form of collective bargaining agreement, almost the universal form, is one in which all the members of a certified bargaining unit pay an equal amount, share through their dues in the cost of the administration of the union. And that becomes illegal under the so-called right-to-work laws, which were enacted, unfortunately, last December in Michigan and earlier in the year in the state of Indiana.